all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Producer Christian, if you take a tub of Bluebell ice cream out of a Walmart freezer, you lick it, and then you put it back in the freezer for the next customer to buy it? That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, it's so gross. And illegal, by the way.
100%. So this happened. The video has gone viral of this woman doing it. There's a copycat of another girl that's doing the exact same thing. And here's the thing. They found her. Mm-hmm. And now she faces 2 to 20 years in prison. Felony tampering. Issue is that she's only 17 years old. So they'll see how far they prosecute it. Wow. But what is wrong with you? What would possess you? You know who I blame for this?
Yes.
Ariana Grande. Do you remember when she licked the donut?
Oh, that's right.
So a while ago, you may forget this because now everybody like loves Ariana Grande, which FYI, she's done a ton of great things. I'm not taking any of that away from her.
Right.
But she did walk into a donut shop, not know there was video cameras, and lick donuts, you know?
And then put them back,
you know?
Oh, God.
It's like, what possesses somebody to do something like that?
It's so gross. I don't wonder, when I first saw the video, I was like, there's no way this is real. There's no way, but 2 to 20 years in prison, that's real.
Legit.
That's as real as it gets.
Let this be a warning to you. That's all I need to know about you.
If you were thinking of doing it, don't.
Right.
If you choose to eat your garlic pizza with garlic dip with extra garlic on a 5 a.m. flight.
Oh.
That's all I need to know about you. Yeah, great choice.
Just love garlic.
So good. Just really wakes me up at 5 a.m. and then I have to shower because I smell like I'm just like trying to ward off vampires.
You ever realize like the people that bring the smelly food on the plane? You're like, what do you, like, do you have no respect for humankind or other people?
It's like, here's a cross-country flight. Let me open my thing of sardines.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Pop them into my mouth. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's so gross. That's all I need to know about you. There should be rules against that.
True.
Oh, I have one more political thing that I need to stand by.
Oh?
If you think the United States women's national soccer team, who clinched their fourth World Cup, second in a row over the Netherlands yesterday, don't deserve equal pay from their male counterparts, who I'm not rubbing it in their face, but they haven't placed in the top three since the 1930.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
Let's be real.
Let's be real. The women are a million times better.
And they deserve to be paid more.
They do deserve to be paid more. Do you know that the guys for the World Cup last time get paid $400 million, the winner? These women only get $30 million?
It's 2019. Come on.
And if you watch that game, I know that there's some people that are adore soccer like I do. And I know there are a lot of those that it's not really their thing. But when you watch those women, they didn't just win yesterday. They dominated. That athleticism on the field was like nothing I'd ever seen before. It was incredible. Give those women what they deserve.
It's true. It's fun to watch, man. It really is.
And if you don't agree with me, that is all I need to know about you. Oh, here we go. Mr. Christian Bat is back from vacation.
Yes, I've returned.
How was Kansas?
It was kind of like this music, in all honesty.
I mean, hold on. There's one thing I need to talk about more than anything else. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you've never listened to the show before with any regularity, producer Christian kidnapped his girlfriend from Kansas.
It's not true. She moved here of her own volition, but yes, she is from Kansas.
Right. And now you have gone back to Kansas, the homeland. Now, I see that you have a tattoo.
Yes.
And let me see it.
It's kind of... It's early. I still got to put lotion on it, but it is a lilac flower, and it got done by a guy named Prison Mike.
Okay, let's start there.
Okay.
When you meet a man named Prison Mike,
right?
Why do you decide, like, hey, you know what? I need a tattoo. I'm going to go to Kansas, and then I'm going to find a guy named Prison Mike, and then I'm going to have him give me a lilac.
To be fair, I did not know Prison Mike's actual name was Prison Mike.
Oh.
He got it changed from Mike.
He got it legally changed?
His name is Prison Mike.
Wait. Like when we talk about Kansas, and then people are like, "Don't make fun of Kansas. That's not nice."
Right?
Then I mean, his name is legally Princess.
His name is legally Prison Mike because he was obviously in prison.
But why would you change it to that? Why would you want to draw more attention to that?
Listen, that's just the start of his problems.
Okay.
He's got a spider tattooed above his eye. I don't know. Poor life choices are kind of one of his things that just, I guess, he keeps doing.
But then you were like, this is the guy that's going to give me my tattoo that's permanently going to be on my forearm for everyone to see for the rest of my life.
Oh, definitely.
Let me see. Did he do a good job at least?
He did a good job.
What does he talk about? What does Prison Mike talk about when he's giving you a tattoo?
Prison Mike talked about a lot of things that I can't talk about on the radio.
Oh.
I'll tell you later, but I can't tell you now because there's a certain agency that would really, really not be happy with us.
I believe there's fines involved.
Lots of fines.
So now, are you happy with the fact that Prison Mike gave you this tattoo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely happy. You know, it's a good tattoo. I really wish he wouldn't have talked at all during it.
Right.
And said some of the things that he said, but... Sure.
Did you have planned to go out there and get a tattoo from Prison Mike, or was that just like a spur of the moment thing?
Because it was a spur of the moment
thing. I figured, because I feel like when you're like making, you know, life choices like that, you probably don't plan them in advance, right?
Listen, I'm young. It's going to be okay.
No, it's not. It's a tattoo and it's there forever. What did your mom say? That's what I want to know.
That's nice, honey. That's nice. And just kind of looked at me like, you really did this to your body. Why did you do this to your body? It's fine, Mom. Don't worry about it.
Did you tell her that Prison Mike did it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Kansas, everyone.
Kansas. You're back. Good.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Kate and Tom is joining us together this morning. Kate, let's start with you. What's going on?
I'm just having a little bit of an issue with my husband about our daughter going to camp. We've already paid for her to go to camp this summer, okay? And it's not cheap. And then she says that she hates it. She basically is miserable. And she says that she's not with any of her friends. They're always hot. And she's really unhappy about going in the morning. But I feel like she needs to just stick it out, at least until the end of July. If she still hates it, then maybe we can talk about skipping August. But, like, it's an expensive camp. I think she needs to just toughen up and go and have fun.
And, Thomas, I'm guessing you don't agree with this.
Well, I agree with the fact, you know, our daughter is enjoying camp. And I've just gotten sick of hearing about it. I remember having to go to camp when I was younger and also hating it. So kind of it's triggering that in me, and I wish my parents had taken me out. You know, who cares if we've already paid for it? Take her out now. Let's just get a babysitter. You know, she'll be in her comfort zone. She'll be able to play, like, you know, at the house and in her room and in the neighborhood where she's comfortable. She's just not having a good time. And that's like, if you're not having a good time at camp, what's the point?
I'm sorry. Did I miss it? How old is she?
She's 9.
All right. So what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Kate. It's already paid for. It's a lesson in life that sometimes you don't love what you're doing, but you got to stick with it. And she's got to at least finish out the month, and then you'll see where August will take you. But they may see your side too, Thomas. If she's miserable, she's miserable, and camp is supposed to be fun. And if she's not having fun, then you know what? Just swallow it, and as a lesson learned, and don't sign her up next year. Let her stay home. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. And the Honda of Westport Couples Court, you know, these kids, they go to camp, and there's the kids that love it. They can't wait to wake up and go out there. And then there's the kids not too happy. And that's exactly what Kate and Thomas's 9-year-old daughter, how she's feeling. She doesn't want to go to camp. She's only been there a couple weeks. She doesn't like it. Mom says, no. She has to go. She has to at least finish out the month of July. We already paid for it, and she's got to learn. Thomas says, it's camp. It's not school. She doesn't have to go. Let's just keep her home. We'll hire a sitter and have her be happy. I'm tired of listening to her cry every morning. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Terry, what do you think about this?
I am on mom's side 100%. I can understand dad's position, but I'm on mom's side. I do agree that, you know, let her stick it out to July. And if she doesn't like it, then no, she doesn't have to go back into August. But it's not only she doesn't like it, she doesn't have friends. It's also teaching her at a very young age that we need to do things that we don't want to do. We made a commitment. We need to finish them.
Right.
And things that kids don't do today. And I'm a therapist, and I work with kids. And the biggest problem is mom and dad not telling their kids no and not making them follow through with things.
Right. Like this morning, none of us wanted to get up to go back to work after the long weekend, but we're all going. We have
course.
No choice, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Right, myself included.
Right.
So, you know, we do things we don't have to do. And then, right, you reevaluate it for next year. And, okay, then let's come up with something different.
All right, you want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Their 9-year-old hates camp. Already she hates camp and doesn't want to go. Dad says he is so tired of listening to her cry. She's 9 years old. He says it's supposed to be fun. If she's not having fun, don't make her go. Doesn't help that when he was a kid, he wasn't a big fan of camp either. But mom, Kate, says, no way. We paid for it. This is a commitment that she's made, and she's going to follow through. At least through the end of July. At least that. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the wife's side. July, we're just in the first week of July. How long could she have been in this program? She's only 9. Change isn't easy. Her friends aren't there, and I understand, but I think her mom is right. Give her at least until August 1st. Kids have magic. She makes one friend, and that'll be the best thing that ever happened during her life.
That's right.
And they need people skills. She needs people skills. She needs to learn to not be in her comfort zone all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Yes, hi. I would agree with the mom as well. Not only is it important for students to understand that we carry through with plans that, you know, maybe in the beginning we don't like, but it also teaches them flexibility and to understand that maybe in the very beginning of starting something, maybe we don't necessarily like it, but if we carry through with it, then maybe we will initially, you know, end up liking that and making new friends. And I would suggest that maybe the parents talk to some of the camp counselors and see what other things maybe would benefit and help their daughter kind of adjust to this new environment.
Right. I mean, talk to them, figure out what the problem is, and maybe that the counselors can work with her to figure out what's going to make her happier there. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I am a camp counselor, and I have to say, well, not every kid loves every second of camp. They learn so, so much. Just being at camp, learning to go past their limits and just making new friends, even if they don't think they're doing it right away, mm-hmm. Every kid is learning something and it'll help them grow as a person.
Yeah, you know what my favorite part about camp is when they come home exhausted and they go to bed early. That is my favorite part.
Yeah, that's what we're told to do.
Yeah.
Send them home tired and happy.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kate, our audience agreed with you. Asking for her to stick around for 3 more weeks isn't that big a deal. Just finish out the month, see where it goes. It's going to be an important lesson for her about sticking with things, even if she's not loving it.
Yes, exactly. That's my point. I think I'm being reasonable. Like, I mean, just make it through the end of July and then, you know, okay, fine, you try.
And Tom, is you cool with that?
It's we're a team, so I guess, and we decided to do this, so I guess I have to be.
All right. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck, and if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I am the smartest man alive!
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Get to the chopper!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Jim, can you please ask Christian to leave the room?
Christian, could you please leave the room?
Yes, good luck.
All right. So, Jim, Raven is on vacation, so this won't go against his, wins and losses and his win streak. But it is your chance to beat Christian for a $100 gift card to Little Pub. Now, if it's a tie, it does go to Christian. You have to beat him, okay?
Okay.
Number one, the U.S. women are World Cup champions for a second straight time. What country was the World Cup held this year?
France.
Number two, it's been 30 years since Seinfeld first premiered. What city did the show take place?
New York City.
Number three, Ringo Starr turned 79 years old over the weekend. What famous band was he the drummer and singer for?
The Beatles.
Number four, Julie Chen returned to host Big Brother even after her husband was ousted for alleged misconduct allegations from CBS. Who is her husband?
Who? I don't know.
That's okay. Number five, Mariah Carey took the bottle cap challenge, and she hit a high note and sent a cap flying off the bottle. Who is the father of her twins?
Oh, I can't think of his name.
That's all right. Good job, Jim. I'm going to bring Christian back. Come on in, Christian.
Okay, howdy do.
Okay, Jim got 3 out of 5.
Oh boy, okay.
Okay, number one, the U.S. women are World Cup champions for a second straight time. What country was the World Cup held this year?
Oh, I have no idea.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. United States. I have no idea. I literally don't know. You're looking at me with such a shock.
Are you insane? I feel like you should be fired as a producer for not knowing the answer to that question.
Listen. I just watched it. I was like, oh, whatever it is, they got great fields.
France. The answer is France.
Sure.
All right, Jim, leading you 3-1. I want to give him the gift card just for you not knowing that. All right, number two, it's been 30 years since Seinfeld first premiered. What city did the show take place?
New York.
New York City is correct. 129 West 81st Street, apartment 5A is where Jerry Seinfeld lived.
Wow, that's a lot of knowledge.
Yep. All right, Jim's still leading you 3-1. Number three, Ringo Starr turned 79 over the weekend. What famous band was he a drummer and singer for?
Oh, the Beatles.
That's right. Jim's still leading you 3-2. Number four, Julie Chen returned to host Big Brother even after her husband was ousted for alleged misconduct allegations on CBS. Who is her husband?
Matt Lauer.
No, it is Les Moonves.
Oh.
But I like how you said that with conviction, even though you were 100% incorrect.
Listen, there was a lot of creepy stuff going on with news guys. I'm just saying.
All right. I mean, you said that with such authority.
I was like, this is exactly who it is.
The World Cup was held in the United States of America.
Listen, I was very confident in that.
Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. You need this last one, Christian, to tie Jim with three, okay?
Okay.
Number five, Mariah Carey took the bottle cap challenge. She hit a high note and sent a cap flying off a bottle. Who is the father of her twins?
Who is the father of her twins?
We need an answer, Christian.
Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Woo!
I'm sorry, Jim.
I mean, I don't. That was a pathetic showing from Christian this
still,
morning.
You know what?
But
doesn't
you still
matter.
Tied.
Still got it.
I'm sorry, Jim. That gives Christian the tie this morning.
This is Jim from Bethlehem. I can't beat Christian.
Well, I know, but you came close, and I'm pathetically embarrassed that you didn't know that the World Cup was in France. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Jim. That does get you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
You're going to have another chance to beat Christian coming up tomorrow morning. And as we can see, it's not that difficult. So
still won. Doesn't matter.
All right. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon. We'll do the cheat sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. I might be a degenerate for what I did last night, to be honest.
Well, I'm really confused. Why?
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. So as of today, plastic bags are banned in Norwalk.
Huh.
So basically, it's a new ordinance that you can't go to, you know, you go to the grocery store, you go to any store, they give you your items in a plastic bag.
Right.
Not anymore.
Oh,
so
okay.
According to this new law, you either have to bring your own reusable bags, mm-hmm. and or you can pay 10 cents for a paper bag that'll be given to you at these places. And I get it. You know,
save the environment.
Exactly. Like, I understand. I understand why we have to do this.
Right.
It's, you know, you see these terrible pictures of all this plastic and these bellies of these animals, and you're like, oh, my gosh, like, we're killing the world.
Okay, oh, sure, yeah.
Get rid of them. But yesterday, I was like, I probably should just stock up as much as I can and go to every grocery store possible and get as many as possible before tomorrow. But what I found out was a lot of these grocery stores already had switched over to all the paper. So it was kind of like shame on me last minute.
You're like, I want a plastic bag. I will accept nothing less.
I will take every plastic bag you have.
They're like,
today
wow,
is the last day. You
this,
know?
This lady, huh? This lady doesn't care about the environment.
No, I do care about it. But if it's going to be the last day, like, let's do it up, right? The last day, right? But I've decided it is time to break up with plastic bags.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
So sad. Ooh.
Give me a second.
Right.
Breakups are never easy. Dear plastic bags, it's not you, it's me. Actually, it is you. You're screwing up the oceans, and I have to choose whales over you if I have to choose.
Love whales.
I don't want you to take it personally. We've had some good times together, like when I used you to pick up my dog's poop or to line my bathroom's mini trash cans.
That's so sad.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Those Stu Leonard bags were such high quality, I would use them to bring my lunch to work and whenever I had to transport anything important, because they were really, really strong. And they were clearly my favorite.
It's true.
But that all ends today. Plastic bags, I'm breaking up with you. So goodbye.
Goodbye.
Remember the good times. I would say that I'm going to burn every picture of you I ever had, but that would also not be friendly to the environment, so I probably should not do that either.
It's
I don't
illegal.
Think you can burn plastic.
It's definitely illegal. It's not good for
it's
you.
All yeah, it's not legal. So I'm not going to burn pictures of plastic bags or plastic bags. I'm going to continue using them in my bathrooms until I have no more. But until then, we are no more. Goodbye, plastic bags. Forever.
Goodbye.
Who woke up this morning? And all I could think about was, I don't want to go back to work.
Same.
Oh. Star 99.9. Santa on Raven. It's a real thing. It's a real thing after the holiday weekend, like waking up and having to go back to work or after being on vacation. It's like you almost go through a depression the day before.
Right.
yesterday morning I woke up and I was supposed to go to the gym. I was supposed to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And instead I just lied in bed. I just stared and I was like, I don't want to do anything.
I have 24 hours till I have to go back.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
And you want to know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. So you were gone, producer Christian, for about a week and a half, right?
I've been gone since the 28th of June.
So it's a week and a half, if
yes.
not even a little bit more.
Yeah.
Do you feel refreshed?
I think I do, but I don't know. I mean, there was a part of the vacation where I woke up at 4 a.m. like I normally do, and I was like, I'm awake. I'm right. ready to go to work. And then I realized I'm 1,600 miles away.
Well, you want to know what? There's a reason for that. And I'll tell you what that reason is.
What's that?
According to a survey, the appropriate amount of time you're supposed to be away on vacation,
mm-hmm.
8 days. They say that 8 days is the amount of time that you should be going away to actually feel refreshed when you go back to work.
Okay.
So actually, I was talking to our bosses about this before we all started taking our vacations.
Right.
Because our big boss, he never goes away for more than 4 days at a time. That's his rule. And I told him, you don't actually recover if you only go away for 4 days. And I explained to him that's why he's such a high-strung, crazy person. Because he doesn't actually let his body decompress.
He's still in work mode, basically.
Exactly. And it's true, because according to all the studies, it says that you don't de-stress until 3 days into your vacation.
That's so accurate.
It's
yes.
so true.
100% yes.
Yeah. And then once you reach that 3 days, your body starts to relax a little bit. And, you know, some people like adventure vacations. Some people want relaxation. They say you should do a little bit of both, which makes sense to me.
Right.
But that sweet spot where you feel like I am good, I can go back to work, is 8 days. And I don't think nearly enough people actually take 8 days off at a time.
Right. I'd love to take an 8-day vacation, but, you know, that's not normally something that we can do and
no.
just be like, okay, bye. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Exactly. So if you're getting up and going to work this morning and you're feeling not refreshed, you just need to call your boss and be like, listen, I get it. I've been off since last Thursday, but for the 4th of July, it's not going to cut it because I need about 5 more days.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes.
But when I come back next Monday, you're going to get my A-plus game then. You wait till then.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Tell me something good is powered by Walnut Hill Community Church. Producer Christian, it is never too late to fall in love. You know that?
No, really?
Never too late.
Okay.
Even if you're 100 years old.
Aww.
Oh, this
love
amazing
it.
Couple. He is 100 and she is a hot, sexy 103 years old.
Woo.
And they were just married over the weekend.
That's adorable.
But they weren't even planning on doing it. Here's what happened.
Wasn't a plan, but we got there and they said, well, we could marry you here. And I said, well, good. Let's get it over with.
Let's just get it over with.
That's 100 and that's 100 talking right there.
Right. He's like, you know what?
Let's go.
Let's go. I got nothing else to do. Jeopardy doesn't start till 7 o'clock tonight.
Bingo starts at 5. Let's right. go.
Friendly's early bird special is until 4. So let's just get this over with.
I love it. I yeah. absolutely love how fast he's like, okay, let's go.
Let's get it over with.
Snap, snap. Let's
when
go.
When you get married, that's usually what the first words that come out of your mouth. Like, let's just get this over with. You know?
Oh, really? That's what I got to look forward to?
And here's the blushing bride talking about it.
Tell you the truth, we fell in love with each other. Yeah, I know you think that may be a little bit far-fetched for somebody our age, but we fell in love with each other. We kept both of our apartments. He's upstairs and I'm down.
It's very, like, very modern, the fact
Seriously.
That they did that, right?
I
like,
mean,
they're going to keep their apartments. I feel like they just didn't feel like selling them.
They're just like, that's too much work.
Right.
Takes time. Let's
like,
go.
You live upstairs. I guess it's fine.
I guess it's okay.
Can you imagine on the days when they're annoyed with each other, they just don't want to go down the stairs. It's, like, too tiring. They're like, forget it. You just stay in your apartment. I'll just stay in my apartment. It's probably, like, a solid marriage idea, really.
Oh, probably, because they're like, every time they have a fight, they're just like, you know what? I'll see you later.
Right. And they just go to their
I'll
rooms.
I'll see you later. Goodbye.
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. You can tell us something good. We don't care what it is. It just has to be good. Hey, Anna and Raven.
My daughter turned 15 this weekend, and she's the brightest star in my life.
Oh, happy birthday. What's her name?
Emma.
Happy birthday, Emma. I hope you guys had a great time celebrating. What'd you do?
We just hung out at the pool, went out on the boat, went to the movies, hung out with some friends.
Just did that. Just went out on the boat.
Just did that.
Well, I hope she had a fabulous time. We love it. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You ever want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. We don't care what you got to tell us, but it's got to be good.